Five things every woman over 40 needs to do on a regular basis in order to avoid gaining the estimated 12 to 15 pounds that most women will gain before they hit menopause. Did you know that evidence-based research cited in Science Direct states that 66% of American women will be overweight or clinically obese by the time she hits menopause? That means in those 7 to 10 years, prior to menopause, which could be starting as early as age 35, from age 35 to age 52 on average, women will gain between 12 to 15 pounds. The five habits I'm going to cover with you today in this episode will help you to avoid putting on those pounds, those extra added pounds during perimenopause, that stage, again, which could be from 35 to 40, all the way up until 51, that weight gain, it is avoidable. What is not avoidable, however, is perimenopause. All women, including you, will go through perimenopause. All women will go through, eventually lose their period. And once you've gone 1 year without having your period, you are officially in menopause. But I want to talk to those of you who aren't there yet. Those of you who have probably heard some horrible stories about how dreaded that stage of your life is, and you're now worried about gaining the weight and all of the changes that maybe your mom or your grandma told you you were going to experience in menopause. And a lot of women don't want to talk about perimenopause, but if you're over 40, we need to talk about it. Because the reason why you don't want to talk about perimenopause is because you've heard such terrible things about menopause. And if we talk about perimenopause, that means that you might be approaching menopause. Well, girlfriend, I'm here to tell you, you are approaching menopause. Everybody is who's over 30, unless you're in menopause. Like, we're all approaching it the same way that we're all going to die someday. But it's a myth. You've been told all these horrible things, and it's not that they're lies. It's not even that they're a myth. There's definitely truth to a lot of the things that you've heard. And it is actually true that most women will gain between 12 to 15 pounds in that stage of life before menopause. But it's not inevitable. The reason why most women gain that weight is because they don't know how to make certain lifestyle changes that make the transition so much easier. You don't have to gain that weight. In this episode, the five habits I'm going to share with you will help you even if you are postmenopausal. These habits will help you to avoid the weight gain. They will help you to manage your symptoms and any other crazy change that your mom and your grandma told you you were going to experience. All right, let's get to those five habits. Number one is to maintain a daily and perhaps even a weekly symptom tracker. Now, I know what you're thinking, like, I don't even have any symptoms right now. What do you mean a symptom tracker? I'm going to share with you the most common symptoms associated with perimenopause. And the reason why you need to track these symptoms is because so many of the symptoms are often missed. And they mimic other conditions like a thyroid condition or diabetes. And by tracking your symptoms and knowing, oh, I had a much heavier period this month, or it's weird, I'm getting this strange like inner ear itching. I've never had that before. Like, that was really strange. For like 2 weeks, I just felt like all day long, I had to keep running to the bathroom. When you create a way to track your symptoms, you'll start to see some patterns that will evolve. And you can track those patterns with the time of your cycle. You can track those patterns and be able to share your story with your treating physician. But unfortunately, so few women think that it could be perimenopause, like when they're young, right? Like when you're 37, 38, 42, you're like, I don't have to worry about men. I'm so far away from it. So then we start having these weird symptoms and we don't realize that it's associated with perimenopause. And I'm just here to, like, we have to normalize the fact that after age 30, literally after age 30, all of us, our hormones begin to do what I call a roller coaster decline. So it's not steady, it's not smooth, and it's not consistent. And that is why I urge you to just open up a note on your phone, record the date, and record the weird symptom. Record how long it lasts so you can share those things with your treating physician. It will also help you to really understand which hormones are responsible for those symptoms. So please, I'm begging you, I want to help you make this transition as smooth as possible. And I'll tell you why this is so important to me in just a moment. All right, let's get to habit number two. Girlfriend, you need to make this a regular part of your routine, and that is strength training, resistance training, lifting heavy weights, bearing weight on your body. So we're not talking about Pilates. I'm not saying there's anything wrong with Pilates, but if you want to make all of the changes necessary to avoid the weight gain, we need to do strength training and we need to do weight-bearing exercises. Ideally compound exercises. And the reason why we want to do this is because this is how we naturally boost human growth hormone, our natural production of testosterone. It improves your body's ability to regulate glucose. It improves your body's ability to burn fat. It improves your muscle tone, which improves your overall strength, which improves your shape. And it's all part of your muscular skeletal system. And by system, I mean your muscles impact your skeletal system, which means by lifting heavier weights, you're going to improve your bone density. It's going to help you get better sleep. It improves your hormones, which that balance in and of itself is going to help you regulate, especially your hunger hormones, your thyroid hormones. It's going to improve your mood. Strength training helps to reduce anxiety and depression, which are going to be a major problem for a lot of women when they enter this stage, which y'all will, 7 to 10 years before you hit menopause. So I want you to start strength training if you're not already doing some form of resistance training, lifting weights. I want you to start immediately. And all the other forms of exercise that you love, that's great. But right now, if your goal, which it should be, is to prioritize living the second half of your life feeling and looking amazing, like there's no reason why you should be afraid of aging. There's no reason why you should be afraid of menopause. The reason why so many women have a horrific experience is because we've failed each other and the medical system has failed us. We haven't done enough research and we haven't shared that research. And so what a lot of women have done is just said, oh, it's just this inevitable thing that I have to suffer through. And they don't realize that they can make all of these changes that make the transition so much smoother. I'm here to tell you that the stage before menopause for most women is way worse than menopause itself. And I'm here to tell you from my personal experience, because I did make these changes, that transition was so much easier and I've never felt better. And I'm in menopause, I'm in the after party. So it's in your best interest to start strength training and lifting heavy. Don't be afraid to lift heavy. The more muscle you have, the greater your longevity, the greater your chances of improving all of these health markers. This is a wonderful way to just improve your confidence, to improve the way your body looks. Like, it's remarkable what your body is able to do, the muscle you're able to build at any age. I mean, if you're not already following some of these older fitness influencers, when I say older, I mean like in their 70s, and they look freaking amazing wearing bikinis. And these aren't women who always look like that. These are women who picked up strength training like late in life. And if you're watching on YouTube, you can check out some of these super inspirational physiques. And again, these are some women who didn't start strength training, some of them like Joan McDonald, until she was in her 70s. So start now. Just do one day a week to start. And then a couple weeks later, maybe next month, add 2 days a week, right? And then maybe a month later, add 3 days a week. Right now, I'm lifting 5 days a week, and I freaking love it. Like, literally, I'm forcing myself to take a rest day because I love being at the gym lifting heavy weights. It's changed my metabolism. It's changed the way I'm able to eat food. It's helped me to have a more flexible metabolism, which means my body can flip that switch and go from burning carbs to burning fats. And this is so important as we age. Hey, this episode of The Chalene Show is sponsored by Mosh, M-O-S-H. Mosh is a company founded by Maria Shriver and her son Patrick Schwarzenegger with one simple mission: to create a conversation about brain health through food, education, and research. You might know this. Maria's father had Alzheimer's just like Bob. And since then, she and her son Patrick have dedicated themselves to finding ways to help other families dealing with this debilitating disease. So they joined forces with the world's top scientists and functional nutritionists to kind of go beyond what you normally would find in a protein bar. So they've got 6 amazing flavors. They're in my fridge right now. They've got 12 grams of protein. And what I love about them are the ingredients, like ashwagandha, lion's mane, collagen, and omega-3s. They also now have a line of plant-based protein bars in 3 delicious flavors. But can I tell you my favorite part about Mosh? They donate a portion of all their proceeds to fund gender-based brain health research. And you might go like, why is it gender-based? Well, because 2/3 of all Alzheimer's patients are women. And Mosh wants to close the gap And frankly, I'm here for it. If Mosh wants to help close the gap in the research that's available for women, I couldn't be more excited. So if you want to find a way to give back to others and to fuel your body and your brain, Mosh bars are the perfect choice for you. Head to MoshLife, MOSHLIFE.com/Shalene. That'll get you 20% off plus free shipping on either their best sellers trial pack, or you can also apply that to their plant-based trial pack. Again, that's 20% off plus free shipping on either their bestsellers or their plant-based. It's Mosh, MOSHLIFE.com/Shalene. The number three change that you need to make immediately is get really serious about reducing stress. Because as your estrogen starts to decline, which it will, your estrogen is responsible for so many functions of your body. So many of our bodily functions and organs are impacted by our estrogen levels, including the storage of body fat. So as that's starting to decline, then other systems of our body and other hormones start to increase, including cortisol. So as our bodies start to produce more cortisol, that's when we'll see women start to gain weight, especially around the midsection. So for many women, it is crucial, if you want to avoid that weight gain during perimenopause, that you understand how interconnected estrogen and cortisol are. Cortisol is known, you probably know this, as a stress hormone, right? And we need a little bit of it. But when it's too high or way too low, it affects all of our bodily functions, most importantly, our metabolism. When cortisol is too high or too low, it also impacts our blood sugar regulation, as well as our body's ability to get rid of inflammation. And if you are systemically inflamed, which many women are as their estrogen starts to decline, you're going to notice you're just holding on to water weight. You just feel puffier. You look puffier. You look swollen. And a lot of this is due to that systemic inflammation, inflammation throughout the body, inflammation that's caused by our erratic levels of cortisol. And it's in perimenopause that women start to notice, like, what the heck? I remember I did. I'm like, what? This is weird. I don't remember having body fat here. Like, I don't ever remember being this shape, even when I had gained weight in the past. Like, my shape changed. Like, where I was storing fat was so different when I was in perimenopause, and my cortisol levels were through the roof. Now listen, sometimes life is just stressful and there's like nothing you can do. And there was a period of time when I felt that way. You know, at the kind of the tail end of perimenopause for me was a really stressful time in our personal lives. I won't go into all the details, but you know, a lot of us end up taking care of our parents, or sometimes we're the sandwich generation. We're taking care of kids who are still at home, and then those kids start to have kids and you're taking care of those kids. And then the last thing you have time to do is to take care of yourself or to de-stress. And so, yeah, I get it. When I tell you, you got to watch your stress, there's only so much you can do, right? Like, because life can just be stressful. However, there are a lot of decisions that we make. There are a lot of things that we say yes to that we don't have to say yes to, that make other people's problems our problems. And so, yeah, I could tell you all the things like, oh, you should meditate and take a walk and take a bubble bath at night. Like, I remember hearing those things when people talked about de-stressing, and they're all valid. But I felt more stressed out that I didn't want to do those things, and I didn't have time to do those things. And I felt bad about the fact that I wasn't doing those things. So if that approach works for you, I'm so happy. But for me, what I had to figure out is how to change my people-pleasing ways. I had to shift my mindset and realize I am not responsible for everyone. I don't have to solve everyone's problems. It's not my job to fix other people. It's not my job to make everybody's life easier. I need to start saying no more often. And I need to just like really like chill. And when things do upset me, I have to ask myself, like, is it worth it to be upset over this? Is there anything I can do? Like, why don't I just like release it to God and let him handle it, you know? And it really wasn't easy. I didn't just like say it once and snap my fingers. It took about a year of practicing that and of reading affirmations and reminding myself that. I wrote notes in my phone to remind myself that I didn't have to fix other people's problems, that I could say no, that I needed to say no more often, and that I had to recognize the things that I was doing as a people pleaser to like get other people's, I don't know, love, affection, so that they were happy with me. But in the long run, I was making other people's problems my problem. And so I hope that that will help. Another thing I found, I'm trying to give you like some really unconventional ways to reduce stress. Another thing I found helped tremendously. And I've got the labs to prove it. I can show you my cortisol levels. They are literally cut in half. And this is another major change that I made. I stopped consuming short form social media content. So what do I mean by that? I mean the videos that are 15 seconds, 10 seconds, 4 seconds, a minute. I consume probably 90% less today than I did just about a year and a half ago. And what I've chosen to consume instead is long form, keep me company content. Content that makes me feel not so kinetic, not so chaotic, not so crazy, where it's like I can just kind of relax and I can hear a voice in the background. Maybe I am that for you. I hope so. But in the research I have been doing recently regarding parasocial relationships, one of the things I wanted to look at is how it is we start to feel like we know somebody because we spend a lot of time with them online, right? This started off, people would recognize these parasocial relationships on TV. But now we experience them in real life, right? And I want to know, is there benefit to that? And studies show that the same dopamine response that we get when we spend time with someone we really know, that same dopamine is released in our bodies, that feel-good hormone, when we're spending time with someone who doesn't stress us out, who makes us feel calm, who makes us feel comforted, or like they're keeping us company, and we're just like listening to a podcast or watching a YouTube video. So it stimulates that same healthy part of our brain that we know allows people to live longer and reduces stress levels because of community, even if we don't know each other. And I've got these people that I listen to, I just play their YouTube on in the background while I'm like organizing my closet or while I'm taking a walk. And I find that that type of content is really helping me to reduce my stress level. So give that a try. I don't know who invented shapewear, but they should have got a Nobel Prize. Like, shapewear can change the game. If you know, you know. But not all shapewear is the same. When we were moving, I had this big, giant drawer just filled with very expensive shapewear pieces that never freaking worked. They either like rolled down, or they felt like they were suffocating me, or they pushed all of my parts into the wrong places. That's why I want to tell you guys about Honey Love. Honey Love has revolutionized compression. I'm not joking. This is the kind of shapewear that does not roll down. It does not cut grooves into your skin, and it just smooths you out where you need to be smoothed out. I know I've talked about their bras in the past, but like, I think we're heading into that season where people are wearing cute dresses to weddings and events and graduations and all those things. And so if you're looking for shapewear, please, I'm telling you, check out Honey Love. And while you're there, you should probably pick up one of their bras too, because I am in love with this bra, in love with it. Treat yourself to the best bra, the best shapewear on the market. Plus, as a listener of The Chalene Show, you get 20% off your entire order. Whatever you order, 20% off. So you go to honeylove.com/Chalene. Don't forget, honeylove.com/Chalene. They're going to ask you where you heard about it. And you're going to say, The Chalene Show, because that's how you show your support for the show. I really do appreciate it when you tell our sponsors that we sent you. Ladies, it is time to ditch the underwire in your bra for good. Thanks to Honey Love. Moving on to number four, and I'm going to preface this one by saying this is expensive, and it really bums me out to the max that this stuff is not covered by health insurance, and I pray that for the next generation this changes, because these hormones are essential, these supplements I'm about to share with you, and obviously you might want to look into doing hormone replacement therapy and having hormone replacement support, but none of that really matters, and it shouldn't be your first line of defense if you aren't making these five lifestyle changes first. And anyone worth a hill of beans, any doctor who knows anything about perimenopausal women, that stage before you hit menopause, if they aren't suggesting you make these lifestyle changes, I would suggest you maybe look to see a different physician, because it really is a very holistic approach. And I know a lot of people think, oh, if I get an HRT, hormone replacement therapy, then that's going to solve all of my problems. No, it does not. You have to make these lifestyle changes. Ladies, the earlier you make these, the better. That's how you avoid that weight gain. And other things too, but I think it's the weight gain that really scares women. So let's talk about the supplements that are essential for you to start taking now. Take it very seriously. I'm going to start with the most important ones first. The first one I'm going to say is magnesium, vitamin D, and creatine. Creatine, however you want to say it, and maybe even fiber. If you're not getting enough fiber in your diet, you might want to consider supplementing with fiber. I think those four are essential. We're going to talk about some others too, and I'm going to give you a long list. And I'm going to tell you this before we go there. You can buy these individually. So the very first hormone specialist I went to, integrative doctor that I went to, I left with an armful of supplements, and it cost me a freaking fortune. And a lot of them are what I'm about to share with you, but here's the deal. I didn't need 95 bottles, because now there are companies that have figured out, like, okay, let's formulate something that's specifically for perimenopausal women. And there's some great companies that are doing that. I'm going to continue to do my research to help you find one that's like super duper affordable. I don't have any affiliate links for that right now. For a little while with Phase It Up, which is the company that I own that specifically helps perimenopausal and menopausal women figure this out, for a little while, we private labeled one that was top quality. And then it got to a point where it's like, oh God, it just was a pain in the butt. And it's like, I don't really want to deal with, like, this is not the thing that I want to deal with. I would rather recommend a great company. So I'm continuing to do my research. Stay tuned. I will share that with you. But I'm going to share like a couple of ideas with you today to until such time that I can find like maybe two or three companies that I just really strongly believe in their, like a multi, right? So in addition to the magnesium that you need and the vitamin D that you absolutely need, because vitamin D is in fact a hormone and it's responsible for the condition of your skin, your mental health. It helps with sleep. It helps with energy. I mean, vitamin D is so important, and most women are deficient in magnesium and vitamin D. And most women are also usually very deficient in fiber as well. Fiber is important because it keeps us fuller longer. It's important because it helps to regulate our gut. And you're going to notice once you're in perimenopause that your gut biome changes. So foods that are high in fiber, avocado, yay, we love avocado. Chia seeds, nuts, any kind of fruit or vegetable that like has a crunch to it. So that would be like celery or cucumbers or some berries. But creatine is also very important for women over 40 because of the studies we have seen that it increases muscle mass, and you need more muscle mass. Muscle mass is the key to your longevity. And creatine, we've got great studies showing that creatine, just 5 milligrams a day, is essential for women, not just for muscle development, but for cognition as well. Now, I'm going to run through a list of other supplements that I think you should probably be taking while you're in perimenopause. But I would love for you, rather than just buying all these as individual bottles at Whole Foods, I would really love to suggest that you find a reputable GNP or NSF certified supplement company that specifically compounds a perimenopause combination of all these things. But here they are: DHEA, which stimulates estrogen production. It enhances mood, energy, improves libido, all of those things. Also, of course, vitamin B6, B12, those help us to maintain a hormonal balance. They also boost energy. You've heard about all your Bs for energy. Vitamin A, you need that for your skin and your vaginal membranes. As we start to produce fewer sex hormones, your vaginal membranes start to thin, which makes sex uncomfortable. And when sex is uncomfortable, then we don't desire it, and it creates this whole downward cycle. You also likely need to supplement vitamin C. Obviously, we've already talked about vitamin D, but vitamin C is what gives you that antioxidant support. It's great for your immune system. Oh, and I forgot to mention, but vitamin D is also essential for your bone health, which is declining as your hormones are declining. We also want to consider taking a zinc and an iron supplement. Now, again, these are a lot, but when you can combine them all in one pill, and sometimes it's like a really big pill, it's like hard to choke it down, but like it's worth it, in my opinion, versus having to take like 65 pills. If you're already having symptoms of perimenopause, like hot flashes, etc., then consider natural supplementation like black cohosh, I always say that wrong, red clover, ginseng extract. These are known to, or they are believed to help with mood swings, to improve sleep, and to minimize hot flashes. And as you progress through perimenopause, so the closer you're getting to 50, right? So even in your 40s, that's when you want to start thinking about your bone health. because once your bones are weak, it is really hard to remodel them. So you want to think about taking like a calcium citrate, magnesium, which is going to help to boost your testosterone. And when we're boosting your testosterone, that's going to improve your sexual desire. It's also going to improve your potential for strength and hypertrophy, so building muscle. For hot flashes, you might also want to consider maca. And there's quite a few other natural remedies like rhubarb extract, etc. And I've done a whole episode talking about natural ways to minimize some of the symptoms associated with perimenopause. I will link to that episode below in my show notes. But there's a lot of natural ways, especially for those of you who are, for whatever reason, and you know, I support that decision if you've made one that you are not going to look into, or you're not a candidate for bioidentical hormone replacement. But I would say, make sure that you're looking at recent research, right? Make sure that your doctor is familiar with the most recent research, because a lot of them are looking at the Women's Health Initiative studies that have been walked back and have been debunked many, many years ago, but that is still a common belief amongst general practitioners and even a lot of doctors who say they specialize in women's health. So do yourself a favor. You are going to live longer the younger you can start replenishing your hormones if you're a candidate. So look into that, because there's a lot of studies, even for those of you who think that you're not a candidate for estrogen because breast cancer runs in your family. And I'm not a doctor, but I'm telling you, it's worth you doing some research to find out if in fact you can do an estrogen vaginal cream. There's so many options, and these things can change your life. They can give you a better quality of life. They can help you to avoid the weight gain and all these horrible symptoms that are associated with a decline in our hormones, right? And if you're someone who's like, I just don't even know where to research or what to trust, let me explain what I say research. I'm talking about reputable scientific double-blind studies, things that are published, say, for example, on PubMed, NHI. Like, really look at sound, new evidence. And bring those things to your doctor. You know, you've got to be an advocate for yourself. But if that is just completely overwhelming to you, it's the reason why I created Phase It Up. And this episode is not like about Phase It Up, but I would be a jerk if I didn't tell you that that solution is there for those of you who are like, I'm clueless and I need someone to boil this all down for me. Phase It Up is a program I created specifically for women who are perimenopausal, past menopause, where we boil down all the research for you and lay it all out and let you make an informed decision, or let you print it out and bring it to your doctor. We help people find proper doctors who are actually trained to treat women's hormones, which help you with your diet and your exercise, and don't tell you what to do, but we lay out all the information so you can make the best informed decision, because you are sitting in the driver's seat. Don't forget that. It has been a long time since I've been this freaking excited about a sponsor. You know, I'm very, very picky, right? Like super picky. So I prefer to reach out to companies that I'm in love with their products first, and I like to know a little bit about the CEO and their mission and all the things. And I do my due diligence. And then I reach out to them and I tell them how in love I am with their product. And I tell them about you. And I say, would you be interested in giving my listener a discount? And they said, yes. Who are they? Queen of Thrones, my absolute number one favorite all time. I mean, y'all know I'm obsessed with castor oil. And you should be too, especially if you are a woman over 40. Your skin is just going to continually get drier and drier unless you do something about it. And how nice to have something that is 100% pure, hexane-free, USDA certified organic, extra virgin. It comes in a glass bottle, and we love the CEO of Queen of Thrones. She is a holistic doctor herself, and she's someone who's committed to helping us heal naturally. If you have listened to any of the episodes I've done on castor oil, you know there's a little bit of a learning curve. It's very, very thick. The stuff is amazing. Like, there's no other oil like it. It is antifungal, antimicrobial, anti-inflammatory. But yeah, it's like super thick. And so, you know, if you don't want that on your hands, or if you're afraid, like if you're using it out of a glass bottle, like it dripping on the floor, let me tell you, Queen of Thrones has this rose quartz roll-on applicator that makes it so freaking convenient. And I don't know if I'm supposed to say this, but I just pop the little ball out and I keep refilling my rose quartz roll-on, whatever you call it, with the Queen of Thrones castor oil. That was my pro tip for you. But the great thing about Queen of Thrones is you're not going to have to buy an additional glass bottle because all Queen of Thrones castor oil comes in dark glass bottles to protect the ingredients. They also offer 100% organic cotton packs for the liver, thyroid, breast, and more. Listeners of The Chalene Show get 10% off when they enter code Chalene. Go to the link that we feature below in our show notes. It is shop.queenofthrones.com/Chalene Johnson. Enter code Chalene and you get 10% off. As I said, these are the five most important habits. And the last one I want to finish with is changing your diet. So it is time to phase your diet. If you are perimenopausal, your number one enemy right now is inflammation. So you've got to get on an anti-inflammatory diet and be very, very careful that you're just not printing something off of the internet that says, oh, these are all anti-inflammatory foods. Because the truth is, foods that are anti-inflammatory for one person might be inflammatory for another person. For example, I found out that quinoa just makes me swell up. Like, so you've got to figure out what foods are best for you. But as a general rule of thumb, the less processed your foods are, the closer they are to nature, the less inflammatory those foods are. Be aware of what you're putting in your body. Look for organic products. Look for products that have a minimal amount of processing. Increase the amount of protein that you're consuming. Increase the amount of fiber that you're consuming. And when it comes to your carbs, consider cutting back a little bit, perhaps. I mean, I don't know what you're doing with your diet right now, but certainly if we have a very high in carbohydrates diet, a diet that's loaded with gluten, we're going to have a lot of inflammation. The body doesn't know what to do with all that glucose, so it's going to store it as fat. And because our hormones are in dysregulation, our bodies put that fat around our midsection. So that's another like surefire sign that you are in perimenopause. And as I promised, I'm going to share with you 35 of the most common perimenopausal symptoms. They are strange periods, meaning sometimes they're super heavy, sometimes they're light, sometimes you go for 14 days, sometimes you have it for 3 days. Brain fog, irregular periods, low energy, anxiety, dry eyes, lack of motivation, depression, weight gain, itchy inner ear, frozen shoulder, sleep issues, migraines, low-level nausea, gum problems, joint pain, hot flashes, vertigo, mood swings, changes in hair texture, heart palpitations, dry skin, low libido, burning mouth sensation, osteopenia, bladder issues, thinning hair, rogue hair growth, change in skin texture or tone, change in body odor, tinnitus, vaginal dryness, high cholesterol, irregularity, visceral fat, and night sweats. Just to name a few. Literally, that's the most common ones. There are others. So when I said you should track your symptoms, if you experience any of those, don't assume like, oh, it's because XYZ. Just track them. I know myself personally, every time I would have one of those weird symptoms, I thought, there's just something wrong with me. This isn't perimenopause. I'm like, I'm too young for perimenopause. I'm nowhere near it. My period is regular. So anytime I had any of those symptoms, I just thought it was some weird thing. And I didn't associate until I was almost out of perimenopause that those were all part of perimenopause. So don't make the mistake that I did. But I do recommend that you start early. Because I started at age 45 by starting on all of these supplements, by making these changes, by reducing my stress, by following these five lifestyle changes, even when I felt like I didn't need to, I'm like, all right, I'm going to do it because people are saying I should do this. It made the transition, that and probably epigenetics, obviously, you know, your genetics plays a role in how you transition into menopause, but it was pretty brutal for my mom and for my grandma. And for me, I followed these protocols. I started on hormone replacement therapy at age 45, almost 8 years before I entered menopause, and it made a huge difference. I want to help support you. I want to get the word out to as many young women as possible. Like age 35 is when this conversation needs to become mandatory. So if you are a woman who is menopausal, send this to your young girlies. Send this to anyone you know who is age 35 and not yet in menopause. We've got to get the message out to them early so that we can change the narrative around menopause. Menopause is an after party. Like, it can be fun and we can live our best life, but we have to know how to do that. And we have to count on each other because our general practitioners, we can't expect them to know everything they need to know. So we've got to help each other.